From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The date and place for a summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Trump have been set. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in Helsinki on July 16th. It's the latest attempt to defrost relations between Washington and Moscow. This will be their first joint summit since Trump was elected. Reuters' Christian Lowe is in the Russian capital.
There are things that they could reach agreement on, but there's also some fundamental problems, among them the fact that Russia annexed Crimea, Russian assistance for separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine, the persistent allegations in Washington that Russia meddled in the US election.
The summit is likely to irritate many allies of the US. They want to isolate Putin and are concerned about what they see as Trump's overly friendly attitude towards the Russian leader.
Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite, US Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, reassured South Korea Thursday of Washington's strong ties.
U.S. commitment to the Republic of Korea remains ironclad, and the U.S. will continue to use the full range of diplomatic and military capabilities to uphold this commitment.
President Trump had announced a suspension of military exercises with South Korea, raising concerns about the continuing security assistance that the United States might provide. European Union leaders vowed Thursday to move forward with plans to screen migrants in northern Africa for asylum eligibility to dissuade many of them from setting out for the continent. Hundreds of Syrian refugees in the border town of Arsal in Lebanon have now begun to voluntarily return to Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. Air Force Captain Jessica Tate says an American military